Come, they're going to be sorry now, ain't they? You real ghost is going to give them a tussle, huh?
Who are they, Mr. Evans?
They? Why, they's the ones that's been scaring folks with their pretending to be Alvarez and Carmen Cedar. Murderers, that's what they've been. Plain murderers.
But who are these people? What are their names?
Their names?
Yes, yes.
Why, you should know that. One of them is...
Mr. Evans.
Oh.
Mr. Evans.
It shot me.
Who? Who was it?
It must have been.
He's dead.
Is that you, Lamont? Lamont. Why didn't you answer me?
You little fool.
Oh.
It is useless to struggle, senorita. You are coming with me. We are leaving here.
Good fool, come on.
Stop biting me, you little spitfire. Now I shall take you for a little horseback ride, senorita, and make the most of it. It shall be the last ride you will ever take. There, Santo. Now, up we go. There you are.
Come
on. Shut up, you. Come on, Santo. Hey.
Come
on. Hey.
Where are you taking
me? Well, right now, senorita, we are in one of the tunnels at the Singles gold mine. And I don't think that you should hope anyone will find you here. This mine has been abandoned for almost 50 years. Through this door, please. Step in the room.
Not Alvarez. You brought back company.
Yes. I've brought up one of the guests from the Evans Hotel.
Oh, is this the dame that's been nosing around all night?
She's the one.
That's the guy she had with her.
We'll return for him later. Where's Eddie?
I'm right here.
That man. That's the one who was shot in front of the hotel.
That's right, sister.
But that wound in your head.
That was a little trick we learned from some movie folks who was here once. Pretty good, huh?
Not too good. And I suppose this woman was the one who sang as Carmen Cedar.
Yeah.
How'd you know? I'd recognize that off-key voice any place.
Say, another crack like that. Now.
So I'm finally meeting the ghost of Bad Creek.
I guess you could call us that, senorita.
Well, why don't you take off your mask, Alvarez, so I can see you, too?
I never take off the mask.
Now, why did you bring me here? What do you want of me?
We have decided, senorita, that you should become one of us.
Just what part would I play in this ghost business?
Well, we have always felt that our performance would be more effective if we only had a corpse. A real corpse.
You mean that I would be...
Yes, senorita, you would be the corpse.
No.
And I think that you will give your first performance this very evening. We will exhibit you for your companion back in Bad Creek. Now, have you any preferences?
Preferences? What do you mean?
Well, would you rather have a bullet hole perhaps in your head? A real bullet hole this time, of course. Or would you prefer a knife?
No, let me out of here. You can't do this to me.
Since you won't make your own choice, senorita, I shall make one for you. A knife would be much more effective.
No.
Eddie, you will use your knife, please. You do those things so artistically.
Okay.
Oh, no, let me go. Let me go.
Now, it'll be all over in a second.
No.
Steady now.
Drop that knife, Eddie.
Huh? What?
Let go of that girl and drop the knife.
Who was that?
I don't know.
Since you won't drop the knife, I'll have to knock it out of your hand.
Well, the knife was knocked out of my hand. I didn't see no one do it.
What is this? What's going on?
That voice is right here in this room.
Here in the room. You needn't look around for me. I've used my hypnotic power so that you cannot see me.
Who are you?
I am called the Shadow.
The Shadow? I've heard of him.
Now, Mr. Alvarez, we shall remove your mask.
No, take your hands off me.
Yeah. Now we see what you look like.
How do you like it?
Why, you're the guide who led Mr. Krantz and me to Bad Creek.
Well, what of it?
Why have you tried to frighten people away from Bad Creek? What secret have you here that you've been willing to resort to murder to protect.
We like to be alone, that's all.
It wouldn't be gold, would it? Answer me. Is it gold?
Why don't you find out?
On my way in here, I saw that there'd been some recent diggings in this mine. When I examined it, I saw that you'd struck a vein of pure gold. That's why you've tried to frighten people away. You're stealing this gold from a mine that does not belong to you.
Yeah? What can you do about it?
I can turn you over to the authorities, all of you, on charges of larceny and murder.
Listen, Shadow, you've gone far enough, see? You ain't telling us what to do. Nobody is. We've been prepared for just such a happening as this. Well prepared. There's enough dynamite planted in this mine to blow the whole world higher than a skyrocket.
No, no, don't use the dynamite.
Shut up, Eddie. Maybe we can't see you, Shadow, but when I pull the switch, you'll die just like the rest of us.
Hey, he don't know what he's saying, Shadow.
I don't, huh? Well, let's pull the switch and see.
No, stop him.
Don't touch that switch.
Let me go. You hear me, Shadow? Let go.
Look out, you're knocking over the lamp.
Well, you can't see me now either, Shadow. Fight is on even terms. Come on, where are you?
Margo, come with me quickly.
Can you hear me?
We're going to try to get out of here.
Well, where are you, Shadow? Are you afraid of me? Are you?
Cut it out, will you? If you pull that switch, you'll kill all of us.
Shut up! Why don't you try to stop me from pulling the switch now, Shadow, huh? Wait a minute. Where's that girl?
You must have made a break. I'm going to do the same.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no, you don't. No one is getting out of here alive.
Lamont.
I'm right here, Margot. Well, I made it just in time. Are you all right?
Yes, but those people. Those people we left in the mine.
They're buried in there. There's nothing we can do.
Oh, how awful. Lamont, how did you know where to look for me?
Very simple, Margot. You remember how we followed the movements of the ghost by recalling the verses of the Alvarez and Carmencita song?
Yes.
Well, I finally remembered the fourth verse. It tells of how Alvarez fled to the single ace mine on the hillside. I played the hunch that they were sticking to the song and came here.
Lamont, from now on, man and boy, that's my favorite melody.
To hear next week's unusually thrilling Shadow story, when Lamont and Margot venture into Voodoo Land to solve the weird mystery of the tropics.
I wonder if you can help us. We're looking for the Nesbitt Plantation.
Nesbitt?
Yes.
Nesbitt Plantation?
Yes, yes.
Keep away. Keep away from there. Keep away.
Come back here. Come back.
Lamont, did you see his...